things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to a championship edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And that's what I got to say about that, man. It was a tough way to end the season.
I decided we're calling it the end of season wrap up.
The end of season
wrap up. We're forgetting about the championship game.
Okay. All right, what are we drinking?
I'm drinking coffee.
I'm drinking H2O. It is a...
This segment of the podcast kind of took a downturn when we started recording in the mornings.
Yeah. just so you know, this is, what are we, the 3rd of February. We got pushed back after the game. Sean got ill. He got the flu bug. And then it flew away. And then the flu bug flew back. So we're knocking it out today. And... But we appreciate you listening in, appreciate all your support all season. And just because the season is wrapped up for the Packers, that doesn't mean you can't join us on Facebook with Bleeding Green and Gold. All right, Packers 21, Falcons 44.
We found the end of the table.
and we
fell hard.
Well, and the table was like two of the legs and the forelegs were cut off. So it tipped real quick.
Yeah, it kind of felt like they found all our weak points and perfectly took advantage of them.
I agree with you that they had a good scheme going for them. Mm-hmm. They're a great team anyway, but excuse me. Also, we helped them a lot. We had guys making bad plays, mistakes that hadn't been when we were running the table.
Yeah, we really did. So... I figured we'd kind of do this episode, since it's the end of season episode, a little bit differently. Instead of overanalyzing the game, since it was pretty ugly, we'll kind of touch on the major points, and then we'll do like an end of season wrap-up.
Sure.
If that works for you.
Sure.
All right. So you want to jump into offense?
Sure.
All right. I thought at points we actually looked pretty good on offense. We just kept making drops and mistakes, big mistakes at big moments.
Yeah, absolutely.
Notably the Rutkowski fumble.
Oh, that hurt, man.
I'd say that was probably the biggest play of the game.
I would agree. That was the kind of the final nail in the coffin. We were getting our momentum going, and then all of a sudden you fumble. Was it on the 2-yard line?
He fumbled. He was running, I think, in probably around the 12 or so. He dropped it, but it rolled to about the 2.
Okay.
But that was huge.
Yes. Yeah, it was. And one of those where you just kind of throw your hands up in the air and you're so surprised because you're thinking, okay, we're going to finally get this thing turned around. And there's no noise that comes out of your throat because you're just like, wah!
Yeah, that was a big one. You just had a lot of drops as well on offense by receivers. We even had running backs of the backfield dropping the ball. Jordy was out there playing hurt. He was actually playing pretty well, I thought, for having broken ribs.
Mm-hmm.
At first, he was really toughing it out, wasn't showing any pain. But as the game went on, you could see he was wincing and not walking quite right.
Right, exactly. So. I felt like this game against Atlanta, not to take anything away from Atlanta, because they are a very good team. This game reminded me so much of the team that was playing during the losing streak. You just felt like, oh, come on, we got to just one more step. We can get this thing rolling.
Yeah, I did feel a lot like that. What did you think of Rodgers?
I thought he did good. I mean, again, it's been a while. We didn't watch the highlights, so we're just kind of, we don't want to watch the highlights, so that's why we didn't. But I thought he looked pretty good. I mean, he had some mistakes himself, that. But it's always hard to know with the quarterback, and did the receiver not quite do the route? Did he not see the change of play at the line, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I thought he had a good game. You know, especially in the beginning, he wasn't really making mistakes. It was mostly drop passes by wide receivers, running backs, things like that. I'm not sure what he could have really done when, before he's even made a mistake, he's down 17-0.
Right, right.
It's just, and it's crazy.
And you, as a player, I'm sure you can tell, okay, boy, I don't know. And you probably start pressing because you feel like we have to do something here, and then that's where you usually start making mistakes. But it, considering everything he had to deal with, I thought he had a good game.
I did too. Defense. First note on defense is that they are a really good offense.
Did we have our defense with us that game?
Not the first string.
Our Lady of Frozen Saints brought their high school team in.
Yeah, it was rough to watch. And, you know, even if we had everyone healthy, because we were banged up, but even if we had everyone healthy, I saw a stat that said their first 24 offensive plays, they ran 24 different formations.
Wow.
How do you defend that?
Yeah, right.
I can't imagine being on defense or being Dom Capers and trying to find something to work when there's no consistency on their offense.
But I don't think you can diminish the injuries, though, especially with that stat you have right there. If you've got the personnel, you're going to try and have more options to plug people in, try different schemes, but you're so limited. They're so limited on the players on defense.
I think the biggest thing on defense is, like you said, we had young players. What they could do was limited, but we had opportunities for turnovers. We had opportunities to recover fumbles. We had opportunities for interceptions.
Yep.
And they weren't there.
That, again, that's going back to
my
point.
In that winning streak, they were there.
Yep, exactly. And the losing streak, we did exactly that.
So rough.
Yeah, it was. It was really hard, and you could just, you get that feeling, you know, the analogy people use sometimes, wind in your sail. You just felt like it wasn't there.
The wind died.
Yeah, and before the game started, it was.
And the way you know it was a kind of overall rough game is Crosby missed a field goal.
Oh, man, it's just thing
on
top of thing.
And had two bad extra points.
Oh, yeah, that's, I don't know. You know, it's just weird how a team on every facet of the game, offense, defense, special teams, just are off for a championship game. Fire McCarthy!
Two.
I'm just kidding.
Not close championship games.
Right.
So.
Yeah. All right.
I'd say that's pretty good for the wrap-up. Everyone out there listening, you know what happened. You know how it went. You now know how we feel about it.
Let me check the time. Oh, if that's now, the shortest, 8 minutes into the podcast.
So now we're going to get into the meat of the podcast.
All right. All right. But that, you got to admit, that was pretty quick.
That was very quick.
All right. Before we get into the end of season review, I just want to remind you, if you need any kind of voice work, and it's anything. I mean, if you're putting a animation series together, I can do different voices for you. If you need video stuff done for you, I've talked to a couple of different local real estate agents about them doing some video or pictures, and I would do the voiceover work for them, anything, commercials. I'd love to help you out, and just check out Voice Guy Next Door. That's all one word, voiceguynextdoor.com. I'd appreciate it. Just give me a shout, and we'll chat. And even if you just want to chat about Packers, that'd be okay, too. So that is that, voiceguynextdoor.com.
Interesting shirt choice this morning.
Yeah, you know, the reason why I wanted to do this, I want you to read some of the names off the back. This is from the Packers Super Bowl, last Super Bowl win. And just, it's weird when you look at some of the names, you go, oh, that's right. That's,
okay.
Are you ready?
All right, do you trust me to face the other way?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, keep your hands to yourself.
I forgot about Atari Bigby. Altogether. Desmond Bishop. Dyrell Briggs, Brian Bulaga, Jarrett Bush, Chad Clifton, Darren Collins, Nick Collins. I missed Nick Collins.
Oh, man, do you miss
the
Nick
neck injury. Crosby still here. Evan Dietrich Smith, Donald Driver, Matt Flynn, Robert Francois, Brett Good, Josh Gordy, Howard Green. Let me skip through, pick out some. AJ Hawk. I forgot about Brandon Jackson. Greg Jennings, Colin Jenkins, James Jones. James Jones!
Okay, that's good.
Coon's on there.
Yeah, so it's just weird.
Donald Lee.
So when some of those names, it's just easy for him to slip from memory. So.
We're a completely different team.
Yeah, pretty much.
You have Rodgers and Crosby on there. That's about it.
All right, end of season review.
All right. My take on the season, even though this was a rough loss, is one, it was the least heartbreaking playoff loss we've had in a long time. Because they've all been last-second losses.
Yeah.
So.
Including the team we just lost to.
And two, I'd say for what looked by all means to be a losing season, to turn it around, run the table, get to the championship game, that was pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was.
So I'd say we have a lot to be appreciative of for the season.
Oh, I totally,
as fans.
You know, and we're not Pollyannas. We're usually Debbie Downers. But it really was nice to, because there was a point there you're like going, gosh, I mean, maybe we won't even finish 500 because we're the way we were losing. And so to be able to get to the championship game, the best part of the season for me, going into Dallas and beating them that way. I saw I can't remember who, it might have been Prescott, made a comment. He said, I will never get over this game.
I was going to say, that's going to be a game to remember as far as Packer history.
Lore.
Packer lore.
I've been, since I work at home, I've had Dan Patrick on and listening to him. And they're always down wherever the Super Bowl is going to be, his whole team, that they're down there. And I think it was Bennett from the Seahawks was there on an interview. I could be wrong. But Dan asked him, he said, so you've lost championship games, you've lost Super Bowls. So is there any difference in the pain? And Bennett's like, championship game hurts just as much as a Super Bowl. Because you think, okay, we're there. All we got to do is get one more step. He said, the same thing. He said, I still have not gotten over all the those big losses like that. So, but what a win. That was a awesome win.
I believe it was a good game overall, yeah. Too. Kind of we talked about how the championship weekend was kind of just two blowouts, wildcard weekend blowouts, including the Packers blowing out. It was the divisional week that was good games. That was the week to watch as far as the
really
playoffs
good.
This year. I think it should be a good Super Bowl, too, though.
Do you? I don't. It's hard
you
to
you
know.
Don't?
the reason I say that is I'm thinking that maybe Atlanta played their best game against us. And New England is so good. You know, Belichick and Brady. I think it could be a blowout.
I'd never bet against Belichick, but I think they do have their weaknesses.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But I still, I'm picking New England, that's for sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm picking Atlanta.
Ah.
Yeah. Guess what the Vegas over-under for the game is?
I'm going to say 6.
Okay. So the over-under is the combined score.
I heard in my head, the spread.
With 6 for the spread, who are you thinking is the favorite?
New England.
Yeah, okay. It's 3-point favorite, New England.
Okay. And then the over-under, I'm going to say 70.
59.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're two high-powered offenses.
So. I think 70 would be a record, though.
Would it?
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm not
You're not a
bets.
Betting man.
Right. I am not at all. All right, next topic.
Also, along with running the table, getting to the championship game, we got to watch a historical.
Collapse. Not hysterical.
also hysterical. Collapse by the Minnesota Vikings. Starting out 5-0, falling to 5-5, and not making the playoffs. And the Lions blowing their best shot ever at winning the NFC North.
See, that just makes you feel better, doesn't it?
So if you're one of those, you know, sadistic fans out there that enjoy the opposing team's misery.
Are you?
This was the season for you.
Are you?
I don't I don't know if I totally am, but I enjoy a good storyline.
That's the author and you coming out, Mr. Spinmeister. No, it was. It was crazy.
A roller coaster year for the NFC North.
Yeah, it was.
You had some divisions where it seemed like after week four it was pretty tied up how it was going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know till the last second with the North how what was going to happen.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And the way this
season you knew
came,
the Bears won win.
Well, yeah. but the way we were ascending and then the teams we had to get past, and it just all worked out.
Yeah, and waiting to ascend and start our winning streak, even, you know, if we were 4-6, even winning out at 10-6, there was no guarantee we'd make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. That was, I can't remember if that was the final. I thought it was the second to last game of the season where we needed everything to kind of fall into place, and it did.
Yeah, it felt like there's 3 weeks there. We just needed the Lions to lose one game, and they wouldn't do it. And then they choked and lost the last two. you definitely don't take pleasure from their pain, do you?
Oh, no,
you're
I admit
over here
I
giggling.
I totally
like
do.
Like a little schoolgirl.
That's part of sports. It's fun. And the Vikings fans that we deal with on a daily basis, oh, man, put away the sharp objects. You can't blame them. I mean, they were – but it'll be interesting. You see that, speaking of Vikings, Bridgewater is probably out for next season.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't it?
Off a non-contact practice knee injury. He just dropped back to pass, and his knee went out from under him.
Snap. Just snap. Okay, speaking of injuries.
How many years in a row do you feel it's been that we've been – bit by the injury bug more than other teams?
Do you know the answer?
No.
Okay.
But
it,
I mean,
just
you're
seems
wearing
like a lot.
The 2010 Super Bowl on your shirt right now.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge injury year. We didn't get healthy till the playoffs.
Right.
So it's at least since 2010.
I don't know. And we talked about this before. Is it something with the training and the coaching or what? Or is it just bad luck?
It can't be bad luck that many years in a row.
That's what you wonder. It's like, so what do we need to do to fix it?
Yeah, we need to change something.
And it's like Matthews, every year he's got a hammy. He's gonna get injured in some other way.
Mm-hmm.
I get like the contact injuries because he's such a force, but like the pulled groins and the hamstrings and stuff like that. Have we looked into, like, I don't care if it's science fiction. I mean, we gotta try something.
Let's give him some stem cells. Yeah.
Okay. 1-800 stem cells.
But there has to be something. It feels like every year we're battling against it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if this team could just stay healthy, they would be, you know, they'd be in the show.
I don't think there's many people who disagree with you. Every team has injuries. I would be curious to know how we stack up year after year as far as injuries. I'm sure somebody's got a stat on that, but it sure feels like we get more every year, even if it's close to the league average, but it's every year. So
I had someone at work, they were saying the Packers aren't even really good, that they just made it this far because of Rodgers and having a good quarterback.
Well, there is a lot to be said about that. I mean,
but did you see the four teams in the championship? For the top quarterbacks
right.
in the league.
Right.
You need that elite quarterback.
Well, that's how the league's set up.
Yeah, that's how the rules are set up. Let's say.
So before we get to our favorite part of the season, which I've kind of given already, but we got to get serious about getting somebody decent behind Rodgers. I'm not too fond of Huntley.
Oh, you mean backup?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant a running back.
No.
Literally behind Rodgers.
Right, literally. You know, because he's one injury away from being done. I mean, you look at Bridgewater's thing. That could happen to anybody.
Well, he also didn't look very good, Hundley.
I know. We got to get somebody in there that – I don't care if we draft somebody in the fifth round.
What's Matt Flynn doing?
He's sitting on the beach, baby.
He was always pretty bad with other teams, but did well with us.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Talk about a guy that will have no long-term football injuries and a multi-millionaire.
Yeah. I don't even really know who's out there right now. Mike Vick?
Well, I don't. I'm not even. I'd prefer to go through the draft if we have to.
The draft.
But we just. I don't want it to be an afterthought and say, well, Rodgers is still young enough. I mean, can you imagine if he did go down? I mean, during that low stretch? Oh, man. It would have been just horrible. All right, moving on. Your favorite part of the season. I already gave mine with the Dallas game.
Yeah, that's what I was planning on going with. Let's see what else there could have been. Maybe just the drama of having to run the table to make it. Just, it felt like 6, 7, 8 weeks of playoffs in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was, I think, obviously, that's how we got to the championship game. Mm-hmm. But it was just winning in the last second against Dallas and that whole fight back and forth. I was cautiously hoping. I was 51-49 Packers on that Dallas game, and then that's pretty much how it ended up.
Yeah, you just had all these flashbacks during the game to the horrible losses we've had in playoffs recently.
Playoffs?
And it was good to get that win, the close win.
Yeah, it's like, Sean's funny, man. I wish I could put something on you when you start jiggling your legs like that. Excuse me, when you start getting nervous, because his legs are just pumping. It's like, man, he could like power a whole small city.
Yeah. So I'd say running the table for me, yours is the Dallas game. Going back, talking about who's literally behind Rodgers, did you see there's rumors Packers are looking to possibly sign a running back?
No.
And now people are speculating on who it is. So they're thinking Adrian Peterson, possibly, which I don't see happening. Because I think he'll want more than we're willing to pay him.
Probably. Unless it's all emotional.
Mm-hmm. And then who was the other one? Jamal Charles, possibly. Because Kansas City kind of moved on from him after his knee injury.
Yeah, that would be interesting to actually have a good running game. But I don't know. And you haven't heard anything on Lacy either, have you?
Nothing on Lacy. He's technically a free agent now.
Right.
So we'd have to sign him to bring him back. Ty Montgomery is now officially a full-time running back. So his number will change. He won't play wide receiver anymore.
Hmm. Okay. Who are you excited to watch next year?
Well, I'd say probably the guys on the defense that were coming around. Excited to see Perry again.
Yeah.
Even though it was his contract year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as he's back, I'm excited to see Perry again. I'm trying to think of what's his name? Jake Ryan. I thought Ryan was having a really good year. He's that hustle guy, kind of the A.J. Hogg type player.
You're kind of ticking off my list right here.
Ripkowski. Let's see. Who else would be on your list?
You know, actually, this is kind of a no-brainer, but I'd like to see Jordy have a healthy season. I think he's just such a difference maker with Aaron and when he's out there. And I have to go back. You know, the guys that were injured, secondary, we got some talent back there, but I like to see him be able to have a healthy year. They got some experience on him, so that'd be about mine.
We just want guys to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Jordy, you know, he was healthy most of the regular season, knocking off some rust, but healthy. And he led the league in touchdowns.
Yeah, it took him like 4 weeks to really, he's back.
Ready to take a hit, maybe.
Yeah, and then he breaks his ribs there at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's a bummer. It makes you think of how things might have been different if he hadn't taken that hit to the ribs.
Yeah.
Illegal hit to the ribs.
In the draft, I've told you I'd like to see us go after a decent backup for Aaron that has potential to be a really good starter at quarterback. I'm going to say defensive line. I like to see that you always need big guys that can move.
Pass rushers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I'd say focus on defense. It feels like every year we need to focus on defense.
Yep.
But I guess that's what we got to do. feels like a lot of them we bring in are misses, which is kind of what the draft is, though. It's hit and miss on if they're going to translate to the NFL. We'll probably draft a wide receiver because we always do that.
Yep.
I'd say draft a tight end early, but Jared Cook started to really come around after he got healthy for us, so I don't know if we need to do that anymore.
I'd say we still should.
Still should?
I do. I really do feel that way. I don't know. Jared's got a history of being real streaky.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we should definitely keep it. But, of course, that's on offense. But
did you see the Wisconsin Badgers got a couple big recruits? They got one of the top receiving prospects in the country.
Oh, really?
Couple other players. I saw a story on it. So they're expecting to have some really good rookies for this next year.
Awesome. Well, the Wisconsin sports in general have been phenomenal for the big sports anyways. But all right, so moving forward, about the coaching.
What do you think about the coaching? There's been a lot of fans calling for change.
I don't necessarily think we need change. It's hard, again, going back with the injuries. One of the things that I don't know if we talked about it in that Atlanta game, the championship game, it seemed like McCarthy he wasn't doing the fast plays. He wasn't doing the no huddles. He wasn't changing up. He was being more methodical like we were when we were losing.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the thing, like, come on, man. It's just like,
come on, man.
I go back and forth on Capers. I don't know if you get to a point where you say, you know, it's time to move on. I don't think we need to change our head coach.
I kind of get the feeling with Capers, what he's trying to do, they have figured out. He hasn't evolved past what he used to be. He used to, you know,
be innovative,
mm-hmm. could shut down offenses, but they figured it out, and he hasn't moved on from it. But I still think he's one of the best out there for personnel.
I would go with you in that, but again, when you have an offensive-driven team that doesn't draft much, they definitely don't pick up free agents much, and then you have injuries. So, like I said, it's hard to know for sure, but he'd be the one if I was going to think about changing up.
Capers?
Yeah.
Bring in Rex Ryan.
Oh, God, no. but the problem is
your nightmare.
You bring somebody in different, typically you don't play that well.
The first year.
How about you?
I would say if we changed, probably Capers. But the thing about the Packers is we don't like to change.
No.
We've had, 20 years of head coaches, 3 head coaches in those 20 years, and they're all Mike. So we don't like change.
Is there a Mike out there? Not M-I-C, by the way.
So, I could see Capers. McCarthy, I think he stays. I think he should stay.
Yeah, you got to the championship game, so.
What about Thompson?
You know, honestly, I'd be okay for them to, I think it's Elliot Wolf they're talking about to take over his spot. I'd be okay with changer.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's one of those guys, he's very old-fashioned in that, well, I've got my system, I stick with my system kind of thing. And I feel like if he would waver a little bit on some of the free agents, it could have helped us out mm-hmm. over the years.
Yeah, it's interesting to see the difference between the draft and develop, the refusal to go free agency, and then to see, like, the way the Patriots do it with Belichick, where...
Yeah.
It's plug and play.
Yep.
We have our system, and we'll put pieces in there to work within our system.
I saw a...
it's kind of like a Landry, Tom Landry.
Yep. Yeah.
Where he has his system.
Interview, I don't remember where it was, but they were talking about New England, and they said, can you imagine if Randy Moss would have played his whole career in New England? On how different his numbers, how crazy they would have been?
Yeah, he has a special way of whipping the divas into shape.
Yep.
And kind of just showing them, you are not the number one person here. You are part of a team.
Right.
It's kind of like Andy Reid. He's known for being willing to deal with the divas and the personality problems. But rather than making them part of the team, he just lets them go. And
right.
he deals with the problems. Whereas Belichick makes them realize they're part of something bigger, I feel like.
Well, and that's from coming from a family. I think his dad was like a Navy admiral or something like that. So he's used to discipline and knowing how to use it. So
I didn't realize his son is coaching on the Patriots.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, I saw an article. I think it's Scott Belichick, and he's learning from his dad, like the coaching style. It's like,
oh,
can you imagine another Patriots Belichick dynasty after this one?
Okay, let's move on here. We're going to pick our game balls, our season game balls.
I know,
one for offense, one for defense, and one for special teams.
I know this is going to be rough on the wallet, giving out all these game balls, but we have to do it.
All right. Your offensive game ball goes to?
Aaron Rodgers.
Same here.
Kind of has to after running the table and the way he was playing.
Right.
I do have a couple honorable mentions, though.
They don't get balls, though, do they?
No, we can't afford that.
All right.
Davante Adams, Ty Montgomery. Davante Adams because breakout year for him. He just, you know, he looked great.
Yeah.
And Ty Montgomery because we asked him to do something. I don't know if any player has ever been asked to do before,
right.
moving from wide receiver to running back.
And do it so
and
well.
And doing it well.
Yep. Defense.
Defense. I went with Nick Perry.
Honorable mention.
I was thinking both Mike Daniels, because I like Mike Daniels, and he had a great year, and Morgan Burnett.
Oh. I picked Peppers, and the reason I did is because of his age. Taking that reduced role for so long during the regular season, and then really, really coming around in the postseason or latter part of the regular season into the postseason. So, and of course, being an old guy, you like to see older players do well. Special teams?
I think we're both going with
Crosby.
Yeah, it's too bad he had that couple rough kicks there in the championship game, but it would not have changed the outcome.
No.
And he had a great year.
He did.
It wasn't too many years ago people were calling for him to get cut.
Right.
And it's such a mental position where you get in your head and that's what affects you. So I'm glad we waited for him to come around because it paid off.
Okay, so that wraps up the game balls for the season. And for the Super Bowl, which is coming up in a couple of days here, since we're recording Friday morning, New England in Atlanta, in Houston for the Super Bowl. I'm picking New England. You're picking
Atlanta.
Hot-lanta. all right. And we'll see if they cover the spread and how well it's going to be. I hope it's a good game. That's the biggest thing I think most people.
I think
people
it will be.
Okay.
It's been high expectations this year for sports championships. You had the Cavs come back from down 1-3 to the Warriors. You had the Cubs in that Game 7 extra innings.
Yeah.
So it's been some good ones this year. Hopefully we keep that going.
Yeah, the networks hate this.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Just like the news networks hate this Trump thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't go there. Okay.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah. We were doing so good and then you had to go and do that.
Overall, I'm very happy with the way the season turned out. You never like to end on a loss, but right. most years you're going to.
Yeah, most years. Yeah.
We got to see more Packer games than most teams got to play.
Yep.
And I'm always happy with that.
Yep. Going to the championship game meant that 28 other teams, times how many players, were sitting at home watching the games, if that's what they were doing. So.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. It was a fun season. There was a real rough patch there, but it was really neat. Every game we won on the running the table was just another blessing, I felt.
No guarantees or no schedule on any off-season episodes as far as maybe like free agency moves, a draft episode. We're not sure yet, but If we're able to, we will.
Yeah, and we'll post it up. That's why you got to go to Bleeding Green and Gold on Facebook.
That's where you get the updates.
Yeah, baby. You get the updates.
So, Bleeding Green and Gold on Facebook. Request to join it. As long as you don't have like a Viking symbol as your profile picture, we'll approve you. And just join us there to keep the conversation going in the off season. Last off season, it was, you know, there was a lot going on.
There was.
With surprisingly little Packer news.
Oh, surprisingly, right.
Well, I'm saying it's surprising how much conversation there was with little news there was.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
I just worded it wrong. You jumped on it.
I was right there, baby. Also, I just ask wherever you get your podcast, you listen to this, please rate it and give a review. It really helps out. Doesn't matter if you hate it or you love it. It
helps us grow the show.
It sure does. All right. Well, that's a wrap, isn't it?
That's the season.
All right. Until next time.
Go, Pack, go.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go, Pack, go.